This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. And Dylan, your beard is looking a bit bushy.
It is.
Have you been keeping yourself groomed?
I actually do need to get a haircut.
Oh, I know. I've been mentioning it for a while. We are talking all about, well, it's not really grooming. It's maybe time for a trim when the wintertime comes. Joining us here in the studio is Laird Leatherman, James Adensalt. James, hello. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you going?
We are having an absolutely brilliant time. Welcome, welcome. Now, you are doing an event called Save or Shave. This is one of your fundraisers as Laird Leatherman.
Absolutely. So over the last 9 months, I've been raising money for Positive Women Victoria, Australia's only community-based organisation specifically funded to support women living with HIV.
Oh, so this event is raising funds for that?
That's right.
So why did you want your focus to be women living with HIV?
Being focused at the Laird, where it is a men-only venue, I saw this as a real opportunity to be able to connect our men-only venue with a women-only organisation. I met a couple of positive women who really inspired me to be able to step outside of my comfort zone and focus on something that didn't directly involve myself.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, what have you been doing? You've been doing barbecues, there's been a raffle, things like that. So there's been ways, but this is one of your big fundraisers.
Absolutely. So my last fundraiser was a art book that I put together, collaborative with artists around the world, called An Illustrated Guide to the Hanky Code. So this is my second main project.
Okay, well, An Illustrated Guide to the Hanky Code seems pretty impressive. Which hankies do you think Dylan would be flagging?
Definitely magenta.
What's magenta?
Magenta and fuchsia, I think, which is pits and spanking.
Oh, well, there you
wow.
go.
Yeah. That was my nickname in high school.
Okay, so that was your first fundraiser, but this is your second one. It's called Save or Shave, and it's got a picture of a man with half a beard and then a man with no beard. So what's this about?
This is about putting our beards on the line to literally save or shave. The great thing about this event is that we are probably going to keep our beards unless the community votes otherwise.
Oh, hang on a minute. So is this one of those things where people donate money or something to whether you shave or save it?
Absolutely.
And you think you're going to keep your beard?
I think so.
Have you been stacking the deck? Is that what you think? I mean, it's ironic that I'm about to say this to the Laird Leatherman, but I think you're underestimating how sadistic people can be.
You know, several people have said that to me. I didn't want to believe it, but slowly but surely it is getting etched into my mind that maybe my beard will go.
And you have a very big, bushy beard.
I have. I've been going out especially for this occasion.
You've been fixing up. You've been making it look nice. So is it just whether your beard gets shaved or not? Is that how it works?
So I'm going to be joined up on stage at the Laird on June the 9th with three other amazing men. We have Michael Whelan and we have Brendan Knox and then one special guest. And this special guest, even though I can't say his name, I'm sure every single one of you out there will want to see him baby-faced.
So our own very own Michael Whelan from
Well, Well, Well.
I love that we just did that. He is one of the people that you could bid to... I reckon we need to do a crowdfund to make sure Michael shaves his beard, make him baby-faced.
What would
just make
like?
It a little... I mean, that's the question, isn't it? Because you've got a couple of fellas with big bushy beards, all members of the community that are stepping up. I mean, I noticed one of them is John Cheshire, Melbourne Rubber Man. He doesn't have a beard.
That's correct. So John Cheshire and Freddie Raftalis, who is the Mr. Vic Bear, and John is Melbourne Rubber Man.
I was about to say, you're not going to ask Freddie to shave off his beard before Mr. Australasia competition.
You know, I did. I asked him to do it. He said no, which was totally understandable.
Absolutely.
Because we want him to win.
Absolutely. I mean, so what are they going to do instead?
So during the afternoon...
Are they shaving somewhere else?
Oh, that would be fun.
Freddie is very hairy.
He is very hairy.
It'd grow back quickly.
It would.
But not within a week. The Mr. Australasia Bear competition is...
That week.
That week. So, yeah.
During the afternoon, we will be having a retrospect of title holder fantasies where, just in case you miss the rubber competition or you miss the bear competition or the Laird Leatherman competition, you can come along and see what we did to help us win our sashes.
Question. What if we like the poster and we want to make it like that?
I'll do
like
half and half.
Bit of column
Maybe
A, bit
you
of
can
column
bid
B.
for me halving and halving and then you have to have half and half beards.
You know, at the end of each round, depending on which buckets, the save bucket or the shave bucket, has the most amount of donations put into it, that will be the deciding factor. If it is a draw, then I see no reason why we couldn't do half and half.
You're totally going to get shaved. I can't believe you don't think that you're not going to get shaved. It's completely the way that it's going to go. Now, you were saying that this is a charity for women living with HIV, positive women, and also this is happening at the men and men identifying only space, the Laird.
Yeah.
But is this a mixed event?
That's right. It is a mixed event. It's really great that they were willing to open it up for us, and hoping that everybody from all aspects of our community, LGBTI and otherwise, can come along and be sadistic.
So what I absolutely love about this is that you're going to get to come. You can throw some coins in. You can donate a bit of money to an absolutely wonderful community organisation. And you could also just come along and have a good time and laugh at you guys as you get shaved.
Absolutely.
Because you've got a bald head as well. So you are literally just going to be Professor Xavier from the X-Men.
That's right. I am aiming to keep my eyelashes though. So if the races go anywhere near there.
The eyebrows could happen as well.
It could.
Do you think that's what we should do for Dylan? We should just enter him in as well and shave off his...
Just the eyebrows.
It's not that expressive. It's not really the bushiest of beards.
Totally have nice eyelashes.
Oh, really?
Who is shaving you?
A barber fella, our local resident barber.
I mean, that's an option. I mean, I could have helped out.
Either. I mean, looking at the state of your face, I don't think shaving...
I don't even shave my own beard, so
So I'm probably not the way to go. This sounds so awesome. It sounds like an absolutely wonderful event, raising some fantastic funds. I think it's absolutely great that you're putting it on. It's happening on Saturday, June the 9th, from 1 to 5 at the Laird. So it's happening. It's a mixed-gender event, which is absolutely fantastic. We're going to put all the details for it up on our social media. So jump onto our Facebook page or just follow me or Dylan on Twitter and we'll share that around. I think it's absolutely great and I think it's really important that people donate to shave off every single person's beard.
I say keep. I say stay in the EU. Keep it.
Keep it.
Wait, are you saying that I'm the United Kingdom?
Sure.
I'm not having it. This is not a Brexit scenario. But I think these, considering I know the guys, they take such pride in their beards.
We do.
That I think it's really important that we have them taken away. Michael will be the first lady of Mr. Vic Bear 2018. And it would be really, because he's hairless everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So the beard is the only bit of like beariness that he has other than his, you know, thirst. So I think it's really important that we go and support Leather Man, James. We go and support him in this great fundraiser for a great organisation, but we also go to make sure that Michael Whelan, Joy's own Michael Whelan from Well 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 and Hide and Seek, gets his beard shaved so he literally looks like a baby bear standing next to his fella who's competing in the Mr. Australasia Bear competition that same weekend.
Absolutely. And the great thing is I'm so glad you guys are so torn up about whether we should shave or save. For those of you who are listening at home, if you're not able to make it to the Laird or if you are outside of Victoria, we will also be putting up a public donation setup so you can donate for each of the people to see if you want to shave or save their beards.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, I think it's important that we make sure that Michael gets shaved. James, your beard's looking great, but you do have no hair, so that'll be interesting. So all those details are going to be up on our social media. We want to thank you for coming to join us today on Mad Wednesday. You're listening to
Mad Wednesday on Joy.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You could take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI events. Help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Go clothes shopping for Venus. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Do it now. Help this Joy podcast grow. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.